Now, you know, we're coming up to the second crossover at the state legislature when bills cross back over to the originating house. And joining us for today's reality check is Courtney Teague from Honolulu Civil Beat. Morning, Courtney.
Morning, Catherine. Thanks for having me on.
Yes. Now, we've started out with, what, some 5,000 bills you wrote, and now we're down to a couple hundred, but now's when we really have to watch.
Yeah. Second crossover is a big deadline for the legislature. Usually goes pretty smooth. There might be some discussion here or there on certain bills. But this most recent one yesterday was an interesting one. Things got a little weird on the Senate side, to say the least. So this session, we've seen a lot more bills that have been gutted and replaced, which essentially means that a bill's original contents have been gutted and replaced with something usually quite different. So on the Senate side, there was quite a bit of confusion among legislators, a lot of recesses and huddles and frantic whispers. And most of the confusion focused around two bills from what we understand, both of those related to Mauna Kea.
Right. Hot topic for everybody with, I think they were talking about what an authority, potentially the whole management of the mountain.
Right. One of those bills would have taken the control of the mountain from the University of Hawaii, which is currently tasked with managing it. That bill was totally gutted, or that bill was the product of a gut and replace. So it was originally something totally different related to ag land and affordable housing, and ended up being a bill about Mauna Kea. Now, there is a second Mauna Kea bill. That one would have required an audit of the University of Hawaii regarding its activities with the mountain. And that bill was actually kind of a double gut and replace. So that was a gut and replace bill that was actually replaced with another bill that had been gutted and replaced. And definitely a lot of confusion about those two bills yesterday.
Right. And I know a lot of lawmakers are troubled about the process. You know, I was talking to someone in the House and they were saying, well, you know, at least we're trying to be transparent. You know, it gets a little dicey because you do want the public to have their say. And when you do stuff like this at the last minute, things can get lost.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of lawmakers who are a fan of this tactic say, well, you know, it's the only way we can keep the discussion alive. It's the only way we can keep this legislation moving, which is true. But that comes at the cost with a lot less public input, sometimes really no public input. And it also effectively kills another bill, right? Even though you are keeping another alive.
Right. And then, like, again, the whole thought is that these bills will go to conference. But then the public doesn't get any input at that point.
Right. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can get notice of these hearings like an hour or two before. So it really gets down to the wire at conference committee. You know, there is a chance for lawmakers from both chambers to kind of hash things out, and possibly the bill could revert back to, you know, one of its earlier drafts. But, you know, we just have to wait and see at this point.
Right. Okay. So we'll be tracking to see what other big stuff gets through this second crossover. But thanks so much for joining us, Courtney.
Yeah, thanks.
That was Courtney Teague with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.